This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush's Social Security Commission is considering several plans to allow personal investment accounts for retirees, but the panel has acknowledged that some future Social Security benefits will have to be scaled back or other money found to keep the system afloat. The panel expects to make its recommendations in a couple of weeks. Both political parties are preparing to respond. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The president asked the commission right from the start to make private investment accounts part of Social Security. He also asked the panel to find ways to bring financial stability to a system that's expected to run out of money in about 35 years. It was a tall order, and that became crystal clear yesterday when the panel unveiled three options likely to form the basis of its final report. Each plan would allow individuals to divert some payroll taxes into retirement accounts that they could then invest on their own. Commission members say they think beneficiaries will be better off under such a plan. But all three proposals also show that keeping Social Security from going broke will require some difficult choices.
There's no painless way to do it, and there's no quick way to do it.
Richard Parsons is co-chairman of the commission. One plan under its review calls for a large transfer of general revenues into the Social Security Trust Fund. But with deficits on the horizon, it's not clear where the money would come from. Another plan would reduce projected benefits for future retirees by tying them to inflation rather than the growth in wages. Parsons said benefits would still grow over time, but not by as much as under current law. He said the impact wouldn't be felt for a while.
As we've always said, nobody's talking about changing anything for existing retirees or soon to retire. And nobody's talking about, quote, cutting benefits. What some of those options embody is a slowing down the rate of growth of benefits so that over time the system comes back into balance.
But the distinction between cutting benefits and slowing their growth is hard to make. Senior citizen groups and Democrats blasted the proposals. Congressman Robert Matsui said in a statement that using the inflation index would mean a dramatic cut in benefits, as much as 48% over time. Max Richman of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare said the commission was skirting the real issue.
How the Social Security program will be able to continue providing the value that it provides and has provided for 67, 68 years.
Commission members say opponents should come up with their own plan to fix Social Security and that it all can be part of the debate. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said President Bush is looking forward to that debate whenever it occurs.
No matter what decisions are made, the president will continue to advocate this and to build the base of support for whatever form and whatever time it can take place in so that personal accounts can be created.
The president is under pressure from congressional Republicans not to bring the issue up next year, an election year. Republican lawmakers feel it makes them vulnerable to Democratic attacks that they're trying to dismantle Social Security. And with control of the House so close, it's a risk they don't want to take. One Republican strategist, who asked not to be named, said it's a bad issue for Republicans and, quote, "we don't need to give the Democrats increased ammunition." And the Democrats are ready to fire. Jenny Backus is communications director for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. She thinks Republicans are worried because the stock market's recent decline reminds people of the risks associated with a private investment plan.
The oomph that they thought they were going to have in their argument has petered away, and instead they're sort of starting to look back and remember that they've taken some votes and said some things that really not going to be helpful for them in the 2002 elections.
She says it could be especially crucial in midterm elections because voter turnout is low, but many who do show up are senior citizens. Members of the president's commission say none of this is very helpful in trying to fix Social Security. But they're under no illusions that what they propose next month will be the final word. In fact, they plan to give the president a range of options. One member, former Republican Congressman Bill Frenzel, called the panel a minor event in a very long process.
We're going to try to serve something up and advance the cause of Social Security reform by a couple of notches, but we're not writing law nor holy writ for the president.
But they could be setting the stage for a number of campaigns. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.